Good to have a full house tonight and to worship and praise the Lord together. Tonight I'd like to look at Psalm 34 and to get some context for that, I want to read a few verses in 1 Samuel. Let's start in chapter 21 and verse 10. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gates, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. And then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, ye see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I no need of madmen? Have I need of madmen, that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? David therefore departed thence, and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. So this is, it's right after this happened to David. So he was still on the run, and he was in the cave with, at that time, it's a pretty small army of 400 men. And in verse 2 of chapter 22, it says it was everyone that was in distress and who was in debt and who was discontented. So it doesn't seem like it was the best men to fight. There was a reason that they were there with him. Now with that context, I'd like to read Psalm 34 and see what David was thinking after this happened to him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And I just like to take a few things out of here. In verse 1, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It doesn't matter what situation that we're in, we can still bless the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. David wasn't boasting in his own power and in the way that he escaped and the men that he had with him, but he was boasting in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It says he had around 400 men, and he was including them or inviting them to praise the Lord with him. And when we praise the Lord, not only by ourselves, but especially with other people, it lifts our spirits and it does a lot of good for us. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We don't know what all was going through David's mind, but he says he sought the Lord and the Lord delivered him. And another thing that I think about a lot as we read the Bible, there's a lot of things that happen and things that people said and things they did that aren't written down. So there's, like, we have, let's just take David, we have a pretty good part of the Bible that talks about him, but there's a lot more that he did and that happened to him that we don't know. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. David realized his position before God. He called himself a poor man, and he could have called himself a great king or one of God's men that God relied on. But he called himself a poor man, and he realized who he was and that God was greater than him. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. That's another thing here, is the fear of the Lord. When we have that, and there's a few things through here that when we put them all together, we'll see, different ways God protects us and takes care of us. But it says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And the people that don't fear God, there's no promise like that for them. It's what they can do, and they can take care of themselves. They don't need God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. All these things that David was saying, he was saying from experience. But I'd say another thing he was doing in this when he was praising God was he was trying to encourage the men that were with him. And if there's those of us that have tasted of God's goodness, we know how good it is. And those of us here that haven't, it's worth a try to see God's goodness, because it is good. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. There's things that we might want that are good and that we don't have, or that we think are good for us. But the one thing about serving God is, even if it seems like in this life we don't get what we want, or we have a pretty bad life, we have a life after this to look forward to, and God will take care of us. And then these next few verses, it's David talking to the men that were with him. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. In the position that they were in, there were quite a few people that wanted to kill them, especially David and all the men that were with him, because they were associated with him. There's actually in where we read in 1 Samuel, a few verses after that, Saul was asking people about him and, you know, who had helped him. And there were some priests that had helped him in some way. And Saul had told one of his men to kill him. And he wouldn't. So then he told another one of his men to kill him. And he killed 85 priests that had helped David, because he didn't want David to succeed, and he wanted to get rid of him. So these few things here that David told his men: if you desire life and love many days, keep your tongue from evil, and don't speak any guile, and depart from evil, and do good, and seek peace. Those things are, like in David's case, just by doing those things, it didn't keep people from hating him or trying to destroy him. But he was telling them that if they do those things, that it'll, you know, might not keep him from being killed, but there's a lot more of a chance that they'll have a good and a long life. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. There's a lot of people and nations that we read about in the Old Testament that, you know, we might read about them, you know, their names mentioned once, or there's, maybe they lasted for a little while. Even the Roman Empire, that lasted for quite a while. But in verse 16, he says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And there's a lot of people that nobody remembers, and there's probably even nations that are just totally lost because of the evil they did. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. If we have the opposite of this in verse 18, if we have an unbroken heart and a proud spirit, the Lord can't be near to us, because he'll still try to, but if we don't let him in with having a contrite spirit and a broken heart, we keep him away. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So David said that even though his afflictions were many, or in this case, the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord would deliver him out of them all. And then in verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Even if like David, you know, he had people chasing him and they were after his life and wanted to kill him, The Lord still redeems the soul of his servants. And if we trust in him, even if we have a similar situation, it seems like people are out to get us and there's things that are going wrong for us, if we trust in the Lord and have that broken and contrite spirit, even if our life is cut short, we'll still be redeemed, and we have hope after this life. So just think about these things as we praise the Lord, and just remember all his goodness and all that he does for us.